Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribe, and follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. NFL picks in your feed coming up tomorrow. Try to have a winning weekend. Hopefully the Eagles, the biggest favorite of the weekend, can get a victory and a big one over the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. But as much as it's a Friday, it's a football Friday, and we're going to kind of make that shift back towards the NFL and the Eagles after getting revved up for Red October last week, it's hard. It's hard to just kind of drop the Phillies out of your mind because that's what we expected October to be about. So the Phillies are still top of mind for me today. I can't ignore that. And I thought on the podcast over the next couple of days, weeks, we'd go through some stay or go for some of these players before we get to the beginning of the offseason in November. Who should stay? Who should go? How I'd reconfigure this team to try to get this team to win a World Series championship. And the first one, and the first one we need to attack, is the manager, and that is Rob Thompson. I don't mean attack like I'm going to go after him. I just mean hit it, grab it, talk about it, and make sure we address it. That's the real word, address, before we attack. I might attack some people on the Phillies and some players in particular, but that's not how I feel about Rob Thompson. So I heard yesterday on the morning show on WIP, some of the members of the show wanted Rob Thompson out and would be okay with Rob Thompson being out. There was a Twitter poll up about Rob Thompson. I don't feel the same kind of annoyance, frustration towards Topper that a lot of people do. Now, the tricky part, and we'll get to it, is the Phillies have to make a decision this offseason, stay, go, or hold. And it's based on the contract they gave him last year. The Phillies set this up. This is their doing based on how they gave him a contract extension last year. But big picture thoughts on Topper. I think Rob Thompson is a good manager. I think Rob Thompson has been excellent for this baseball team in the regular season. I think he has had great moments in the postseason, including game one in Atlanta last year. I thought he really pushed every single button correctly. I think Rob Thompson is a guy the players like playing for. I think they respect Topper, and I think he takes care of a roster that is older at this point and probably needs more rest days than you and I let on. He takes a lot of bullets for his team when maybe they're banged up, and he says, I'm just giving them a rest day. So I think he's a good manager. I like the way he handled the bullpen during the regular season, and he was able to get really good relief work out of a bullpen that had some good arms, but no, you know, Emmanuel Clase, you know, no Josh Hader, no one guy that is the guy that you put in the ninth inning. No, obviously, Mariano Rivera, or Billy Wagner, whoever we want to talk about with great closures over the years. He didn't have that guy. And he mixed and matched with Hoffman and Strom. I think for the most part, he sets the lineup and structures the right way. I think his belief in his players, his steadiness is good for a team in a that, number one, has a lot of highly paid players, so there's going to be inherent pressure on those guys. And two, plays in the town with big expectations. I am a Rob Thompson fan, and I don't put the failure of this team to win a World Series the last couple of years on Rob Thompson. If I were to rank Rob Thompson's, you know, the fault by year for Rob Thompson, last year I was more frustrated with Topper than I am this year in terms of the playoff loss. I thought he was part of the engineering of the Phillies going out to the Diamondbacks. I thought his decisions really cost them in last year's National League Championship Series with Kimbrel, with sticking with Bohm in the cleanup spot, with playing Rojas. I thought he was a culprit last year in them losing. I didn't believe that in 2022 in Houston. I know people are still mad about taking Wheeler out. I'm fine with it. Wheeler was getting towards the end. That was not the Wheeler we had this year. Wheeler was a diminished pitcher at that point because of an injury he had suffered in August. He was in and out of his best stuff throughout that postseason. I think we forget now because we look at Wheeler as this like robot and machine. He wasn't quite that in 2022 at the end, even though they made the World Series and he did pitch a good game six. You had Alvarado at that point, was a tremendous relief pitcher. You had Alvarez up, and he was going for the strikeout because he knew he couldn't score runs. I understood what Rob Thompson did there. I thought the job he did in 22, outstanding. The job he did last year, not quite good enough. And the job he did this year, it really, I put it so far above Rob Thompson that I can't I can't crush him for this. Again, did he leave Hoffman in too long in game four? Yeah, I mean, he was dying out there. We all saw it. Does it matter when you score one run? No. Did he stick with Bohm too long? No, he sat him. Did he try to mix and match the outfield? Yes. Did he go when he eventually took Hoffman out of the game to the guy that they traded for at the deadline to be their guy that gets the biggest outs in October in Estevez? Yes, and it didn't work. The players failed Rob Thompson more than Rob Thompson failed the players in this postseason. I thought 2022, the players just weren't good enough to win a World Series over the Astros. Nobody's fault. I thought last year Rob, in a lot of ways, failed the Phillies in that series against Arizona. This year, the players failed the Phillies. The players failed Rob Thompson. Now, if there's an area of critique I would have for Topper, it would be that the Phillies seemed to talk like the switch was off and they tried to turn it back on. And perhaps that permeated a little bit from how Topper manages during the regular season and how Topper didn't seem to have a sense of urgency during the season. Now, it did lead to 95 wins. It did lead to a number two seed in the National League. It did lead to the team being healthy heading into October. So I can't crush the guy totally for it. Their win total has gone up every year he's been a manager. Their seeding has gone up every year he's been a manager. The team plays good baseball. They have an identity to them during the regular season. The bottom line, the way I look at it, is Topper is a good manager. But now comes the hard part for the Phillies. The Phillies gave him a one-year contract extension last year. That goes and it finishes in 2025, meaning right now, as I record this, Rob Thompson has 1 year, just the 2025 season, left on his deal. So that puts us at a crossroads here. And the Phillies have three options. They could extend his contract and make sure everyone knows he's the guy here in Philadelphia. They could leave it alone, which is certainly acceptable, but he then manages as a lame duck. And that means every three-game losing streak, if they get off to a slower start, you know what the conversation is, just like it was in 2022 when Girardi was a lame duck. The more, and it felt like it wore on him. Would it wear on Topper? I don't know. Topper's a different kind of personality, and maybe he would just shrug his shoulders, like, all right, whatever, I'm a lame duck. You know, we'll discuss the contract after the year if I'm still here, or fire me if you do. Maybe he'd handle it super well. I don't know. But I know how we would handle it. We would ask those questions, and we would talk about the idea that he's not even under contract beyond this season. How much does the team really believe in him? How much could the players believe in him if the team doesn't believe in him? So the Phillies could extend his contract, leave no doubt. They could leave it alone as we enter the 2024-2025 season and just let it play out. Or they could fire Rob Thompson and find a new manager in the next few weeks. I think that is the least likely scenario to play out. It is certainly possible. I actually thought if the Phillies were going to push that button was for last year. Last year was when Craig Counsell was a managerial free agent. And he ended up, the Mets tried for him, but he ended up going to the Chicago Cubs. Might have been a blessing in disguise for the Mets because they got a great vibe with Mendoza right now. But he was a rare manager free agent. This year could have had another rare manager free agent in Alex Cora, but he stayed with the Boston Red Sox. It doesn't have that same cachet. I mean, you can go to some of the older guys on the market still if they want to manage. There's that new wave of former players that are becoming managers now. I don't know. I don't know where Dave Dombrowski would even look. A guy that I think would make some sense if the Phillies were to move on. Will Venable down in Texas. I think he's a big-time candidate right now. Don Kelly, who's to play for Dave Dombrowski in Detroit and has been the bench coach in Pittsburgh last few years, I think he'd be a candidate. You know, you go to some of the better teams of baseball, Cleveland staff, I would try to pick from that. You know, I think there's Kai Correa's on that staff, and Kai Correa's a really good coach. I mean, there's some good manager candidates. There always are. Like Carlos Mendoza was in last year's. Kataro in Kansas City a couple years ago. You can find a managerial candidate that could do a good job. It's a matter of doing the interview process and finding the right person. But I don't think that's the switch this team needs. I would not fire Topper. I would keep Topper for the 2025 season. Now, if it was me and I'm in charge, I actually would probably go in with him as a lame duck. I would let it go. I would try and give him another shot, obviously. I'd make him the manager in 2025. He's under contract. But I wouldn't go and do an overly showy thing right now. I think you got to read the fan base. You got to read the room. And I think it would really, you know, annoy a lot of people if we're ever at a press conference next week or a news thing comes out that Rob Thompson's contract's been extended by 3 years. You have people saying, the guy that left Hoffman in? I think you got to read the room on this. And I think it is perfectly fair, considering Rob Thompson's career arc, Rob Thompson's time in Philadelphia, that he keeps his job. He's earned that. I think he's earned that right with the last 3 years to be the manager in 2025. I believe he's their best option to be the manager. In the absence of A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora and Craig Counsell being available, I'll roll with Topper. Terry Francona, also back and not available. That would have been an amazing homecoming for Terry Francona to come finish a World Series here in Philadelphia where he started as a young manager, but he already took the Reds job. And that would have been awesome if Tito wanted to come back, and I would have said goodbye to Topper in a second for Tito. That's off the table. You know, in the absence of Tito, in the absence of Bruce Bochy, in the absence of Cora and Hinch, you know, the guys that are the best in baseball, Counsell, I might have just named the top five. In the absence of those, I don't think that Topper is an impediment to winning. In fact, I think he has shown a lot of reason why he is an asset to this team being as good as they've been. They have stability. They have infrastructure. They have a team that could be developing some young players soon, and you want Topper to kind of be around and help steward that. I don't fear the Topper thing as much as some people do. I think the players let him down more than anything. So I look at the three options. Fire him? No, I don't love the options I have over him. And I think he's earned the right to keep the job in 2025. Extend him? The optics of that feel wrong right now. How could you extend a manager who just got knocked out in the LD in the league division series? Really, right now, after that loss to the Mets, we're going to extend him? You know, people were mad he took Wheeler out in game one. Some people didn't want Bowen benched in game two. The Hoffman thing in game four. There's a lot of decisions that kind of blew up in Rob Thompson's face. And extending him now feels like it would be a, you know, kind of throwing all that emotion in people's faces. I can't do that. I would let him enter the season as a lame duck. And I think Topper has a temperament to let it go. And if he can't and the team struggles, or let's also take an honest look at this. You know, the Phillies are an older team. And I'm not sure how they're going to improve and the route they're going to take this offseason, but there's a legitimate chance the Phillies, regardless of who the manager is next year, take a real step back. That they go from being a 95 win to an 85, 86 win team. And that might be good enough to make the playoffs. It wouldn't have been this year in the NL. It would have been in the AL. Maybe it will be next year. I don't know. But, you know, there's a chance next year if they look at their team and we look at the team and we say, yeah, they got to retool this thing. Like their window closed. They're a little bit older now. The young kids are coming up. It's going to take them time to get their feet wet. You know, maybe they move on from a vet or two. They trade them away and they start not rebuilding, but retooling it. And maybe kind of the way the Mets did a little bit to where they dumped some guys, but they still were trying to be competitive and win and look at them, you know, in the NLCS right now. Maybe that's the 2026 Phillies. And if that's the case, do you want Topper stewarding that? Or would you rather a new, younger voice in there as the Phillies turn things over? If you get, you know, if you extend Topper now, it becomes more messy to fire him. If you bring a new guy in now, you know, it's the whole thing. Like it's this feels simple. Topper's the manager in 2025. I also think it's more complicated because of where the Phillies are at, the blame some people put on Rob Thompson for what his role has been the last couple of years. But when I look back, you know, my feeling on Topper, and you can go back and find the recording, the podcast on the feed last year, I was way more critical of Topper and his decisions and how they lost the NLCS last year than I am about the NLDS this year. The players lost this series. Rob Thompson could do very little if whatever combination he tries, 5 through 9, you know, doesn't hit. He could do very little if Trey Turner's only an average baseball player. He could do very little if Alec Bohm decides he's in Planet Alec. And not back here in Philadelphia and in Major League Baseball. There's very little he could do. Maybe another manager back in the day could shake him at him and yell at him like Dallas Green. That's not today's manager. I don't think that's the way this is going to go. You know, unless the Phillies are enamored with Skip Schumacher and want to jump in that mix, because I think he'll be the most sought-after manager this offseason. He'll be the guy when he opted out of his Miami deal. Unless they think he's special as a manager, and they did see him in the playoffs last year, I don't see the obvious reason to do it now, to move off, to try to upgrade. I believe Topper is the manager of 2025. I believe he should be the manager of 2025. But I also would extend him. I want to see how next year goes. Hey, he wins the World Series, gets to write his own check one more time before he retires and gets to kind of go out on top the way he wants with one, two, three more years. That's awesome. If they fail, if he struggles, the Phillies could easily just move on, move out. I would keep Topper. I would not extend him. I would certainly not fire him. Would I bring him back as a lame duck? I would. Is it a little unorthodox? Yes, but it's part of things. It's part of how sports goes sometimes. Lame duck situations happen. We don't have to be afraid of them. We can embrace them. Topper's the manager 2025, but I would not extend his contract. That's the number one decision the Phillies have to make before they get into the playoffs. Appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe if you found the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.